Well, I have to say it's a fantastic honour for us as a council, and especially for us in Cusha na Gaelicia to see the whole country going out like Sranach na Gaelicia, it's a foreign language, it's na Cúlary. We had, from our Irish Language Committee, had invited the President a number of months ago, and we were very fortunate that that was accepted and that she would most definitely be coming to Donegal, Donegal, and we saw during her campaign to get elected, she actually put a massive focus on the county by coming here a good number of times, and that shows you the commitment she has in relation to her role now to the county, but also to the language, and then what's significant, not just the fact that she's coming up, but it's the timing of her visit, during Chartan na Gaelicia, a really important time for us Irish language speakers and those like myself who live in the Gaeltacht. So yeah, it's a really great opportunity to get us to showcase what we do as Rannoch na Gaelicia, the Irish Language Committee, and the great work that we do collectively together. And the President coming tomorrow will give us a chance to kind of showcase that. And she's obviously very, very aware of the work that we do within the committee. Need that be going around the 32 counties, the programme that I'm trying to put forward along with the other member, Vice Chair Martin Scanlon, and the committee, or the staff, and very aware of that, and the co-work that we're doing with other Irish language groups. Need that be one end of the country to the other. So really fantastic opportunity for us. And you know, the chairperson of the county himself, Paul Canny, was most definitely playing a very central role, as he should be. And me, I'm the chairperson of the Irish Language Committee. It's a very proud day for myself personally as well, but more importantly, the staff and the other councillors are Cusha na Gaelicia. So yes, it's a positive response from them. From the Uatran, the Chatniska, the Ningal, the Chatniska, the Chaha Honda, and Shaw, I guess Majusul Gamorla, Yakachamara, I guess Jeshiver and Shandunya, na Koshisugan Hortasi, Don Uatran, but Kenshi Don Honda Ligalier.
Especially on Shakhtan Ligalier, it is, I suppose, quite an honour. It's quite exciting that she is coming down during the time, and it's significant. There is a very busy schedule. There's four towns, I should say, that President Conley will be visiting whenever she's here.
Yes, she has a very, very busy schedule, and I'm hoping that when I sit down with her tomorrow, that we can discuss about other visits. You know, obviously I'd like to see her coming to the Gaeltacht again. She's Gigi and Gaeltacht at the Tree Forest or the Kaye Forest to visit the islands, Mershin Erin Moore and Atari or the Helen Bucca. And also what it is exciting about tomorrow is that I've been able to invite, along with the council, up to about 40, 45 different community groups who are extremely proactive and making sure that the language survives. The work that they do themselves and within their own communities will be a chance for the veteran to hear that tomorrow, to hear from those who do that hard grind every day, from development to focus on the language and assuring that it's kept alive. And also, I have to say, personally, I'm quite looking forward to the young ones from Scala Hagee that will be coming tomorrow as well, because there's a huge campaign at Hagee at the moment being run by the school community to try to convince others within the community, the catchment area, to send their children to the school so they can learn, do their education through the medium of Gaelic. And we see it right across the whole country, and not just the whole country, but right across other parts of the Western world where Gaelic now has been taught within community centres or schools and colleges. So, yeah, the language is getting stronger.